On page 64, on we bow to He was the remover of obstacles, to He who is the King of difficulties, to the Son of She who is rays of light, to the Lord of wisdom, Lord of the multitudes, to He who came before Kartikeya, to Him who is the unchangeable one, to He who is the Son, to He who has ability, to He who resides in the now, to He who is the beloved of the twice born, to He who pierces the womb of fire, to He upon whom Indra bestows the highest respect, to He who gives all sound, to He who is the unchangeable one, to He who bestows all attainments of perfection, to He whose entire body is completely reborn, to He who is beloved by the starlit night, to He who is the intrinsic soul of all, to He who conducts creation, to He who is the shining one, the God, to He who gives many offerings, to He who is the consciousness of infinite goodness, to He who is pure, to He who is the beloved of intelligence, to He who is peace, to He who moves in consciousness, to He who has the face of an elephant, to He who has two mothers, one from Parvati and one from the womb of wisdom, Dvija, twice born. To He whose praise is sung by Munis, sing it out, Munis. To He who destroys all obstacles for devotees, to He who has one tooth, to He who has four arms, to He who is the four, to He who is united with energy, to He who has a big belly, to He whose ears are like a winnowing fan, to He who takes away, to He who is the ambassador of consciousness, to He who is time, to He who is Lord of the cosmos, to He who is the embodiment of desire, to He whose three eyes are the moon, the sun, and fire, to He who holds the net and curved sword, to He who gets angry, to He who is beyond quality, to He who is spotlessly pure, to He who is spotless without stain, to He who Himself is perfect, to He whose arms and legs are worshipped by siddhas, to He whose energy transforms a seed into a fully ripened fruit, to He whose energy transforms a seed into a fully ripened fruit again, to He who gives boons, to He who performs karma, to He is the beloved of the twice born, to He who is free from fear, to He who holds the club, to He who holds the discus, to He who bends the bow of sugar cane, to he's always shooting arrows of sweetness, to He who gives the highest respect, to He who is unborn, to He who is the maker of flowers, to He who is the Lord of the highest respect, to He who is the recipient of all songs, to He who distinguishes different communities, to He whose hair is matted, to He who is the destroyer of the darkness of Kali, the dark age, to He who wears the moon as a gem in His crown, to He who is beautiful, to He who takes away sin, to He who unites all, to He upon whom all are dependent, to He who causes the ultimate prosperity, to He who is beautiful, to He who gives certainty to devotees, to He who is peace, to He who gives unlimited comfort, to He who divides the infinite existence, consciousness, bliss, to He who is the wise one, to He who gives compassion, to He who has great teeth, to He who prohibits the hatred of supreme divinity, to He who gives excessive fear to the forces of duality, to He who has a beautiful throat, to He who is the all-pervading Lord, to He who offers with delight, to He who is worshipped, to He who gives the sacred thread to the king of the city, to He who has a great throat, to He who does Himself, to He who loves songs, to He who is beyond, to He who has a great snout, to He who is the foremost, to He who is constant, to He who is the perceiver of all vibrations, to He who is the giver of all attainments, to He who loves durva grass and bilva leaves, to He who is the indistinguishable infinite image, to He who is the incredible image, to He whose excellent thoughts are playing with the mountain king, Lord Shiva, to He whose own charm extends the distribution of pure desire, to He who supports all the worlds, to He who measures, to He who rides on a mouse, to He who is thrilled with joy, to He who is satisfied, to He whose soul is delighted, to He who is the bestower of all attainments of perfection. And that is the end. with a broken or bent tusk, a great body shining like a million suns. Make us free from all obstacles, O God. Always remain with us in all actions. With one tooth, a great body, a big belly, and an elephant's face, He is the God who destroys all obstacles, to whom we are bowing down with devotion. Various flowers, such as mallika and others of excellent scent, are being offered to you, our Lord. All these flowers have come from the devotion of our hearts for your worship. Be pleased to accept them. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to the Lord of wisdom, Lord of the multitudes. Now, in Hinduism, in Sanatan Dharma, there is only one God. Just as one woman is the daughter to her mother and the mother to her daughter, she's the wife to her husband and the sister to her sister and the friend to her friend, and she has so many names designating the various relationships that she has. In the same way, we're calling upon one God with so many names according to the various relationships that devotees have. It's only one divinity. Sometimes we call her divine mother, and sometimes we call her divine father. Sometimes we call her divine child. And here we have 108 names of Ganesh, only one God. But here are 108 different relationships that we have with her.